Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
434, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. We've got an old friend of ours, Dinesh D'Souza, is going to be dropping by at 5:35. He's got a brand new film out about October the 7th, 2023. I'm looking forward to chatting with him about that. Especially meaningful today, given that the 20 people held hostage by Hamas for the last 2 years are now home. For me, personally, I just have to tell you, I stayed up late into the night watching the feeds from Israel. I watched this morning as President Trump spoke to the Knesset. And having just returned a couple of weeks back, and having had the opportunity to meet with President Herzog and Speaker Ohana and Prime Minister Netanyahu and Foreign Minister Saar, I mean, and so many members of the Knesset, I just sat there and I kept turning behind him going, I just had dinner with them. That guy there, he was telling some really good jokes and he said stuff in English. It was unbelievable. It was just amazing. So I'm just so thrilled. I'm just so excited those people are back. The hostages have finally gotten home. We're getting reports that Hamas has now sent back the remains of 4 of the hostages. About 20 or so that still need to be returned. And my hope, my sincere, fervent hope is that it all works. You know, there's something called Israel Appreciation Day. There is. And we are thrilled to have Robert Chernin. He's actually the chairman of this whole get-together. It's apparently a really, really big deal. And I thought, you know, let's chat with Robert about this, find out what's involved with it, how people can become part of it. Robert, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff, pleasure to be with you. I love the story that you were just in Israel, and it's a pleasure to join you on the best radio show in Virginia.
Oh, you are very kind, sir. I want you to educate everybody, if you don't mind. Israel Appreciation Day. What exactly is it?
Pretty simple. Israel Appreciation Day is Christians and Jews coming together in an interfaith, nonpartisan way to move from defense to offense in the information war and stop defending Israel and seeing Israel as something to celebrate. And, you know, Jeff, first of all, I want to, with you, express my joy at the release of the hostages. This is a blessed and joyful day. And it's about time that the hostages came home. But when I sit and I look back at this, there's still all this disinformation that we now see was clearly there. Right? There was a famine in Gaza. No, there wasn't. Take a look at the pictures. And whatever famine might have been caused was by Hamas not letting Israel aid get through. They talked about a genocide, 68,000 killed out of 2 million and the lowest civilian casualty ratio ever. I mean, those are examples of the misinformation. So Israel Appreciation Day is going on offense, right? It's bringing together everyone who loves Israel to celebrate Israel. And I would argue that Israel Appreciation Day, even with the ceasefire and the hostages home, now matters more than ever, because it's not the end of the story. It's the beginning of the new one, right? And now it's the battle for hearts and minds, and that's Israel Appreciation Day, where everyone's going to come together, nonpartisan, interfaith, Jews and Christians, and celebrate the miracle of Israel, the courage, the faith, the innovation.
Wow. Robert, I will tell you, sir, that a big part of the reason that that I was over in Israel, we were part of a delegation that Chris Ruddy and the team at Newsmax put together. He selected a number of us to go. It was at the invitation of Prime Minister Netanyahu. And every single person we spoke with, Robert, the Prime Minister, the President, the Speaker of the Knesset, and gosh, really everybody, members of the Knesset, the IDF, the Israel police, they all said the same thing. They said, how come we're winning the war on the ground? We're very effective in Gaza. We really are liberating Gaza for the people who should be liberated. But we are losing the PR campaign around the world. We are being painted as the worst of the worst. And so to hear you say that now Israel Appreciation Day goes on offense, God bless you, Robert. That's exactly what needs to happen.
Oh, absolutely. This is about flipping the narrative.
Yes.
Remember, all politics, I think it was Tip O'Neill who said, all politics is really local. And the problem here is Israel is one on the ground militarily. But they're correct. We're losing the PR war because we're fighting in the wrong place. This battle shifts to the airwaves, to the classrooms, to the dinner tables, to the synagogues, to the churches, right? And really, it's not about the Jews, and it's really not about Israel, right? It's about Judeo-Christian values, because they're coming after both of us. So it's really about, you know, and folks, go to IsraelAppreciationDay.com. The event in Las Vegas, in February 11th. Obviously, the location is being kept until tickets are available. Okay. But it's this huge event that's going to reach millions of people and bring everyone together who loves Israel to celebrate Israel and not really have to defend it. Because it's, think about it, Jeff. Israel is both an ancient hope, but it's a modern miracle.
That's right.
Right? And we need to shift the PR war.
Yeah.
And there's no organized way to do that. So this is a celebratory thing.
Robert, what motivated you to do this? How did you get involved with Israel Appreciation Day?
Well, like many people, October 7th really galvanized me. I've been blessed to have been very fortunate in business and have had a couple different careers. But after October 7th, I realized, and I was involved in politics for many years, that the real battle is for hearts and minds and is in this country. I mean, look at what's going on.
Yep.
Even though there's a ceasefire, the protests haven't stopped. So was it really ever about the ceasefire?
That's right.
Right? It's really about Western values and Judeo-Christian values. And it just dawned on me that it's time we fought back. I've always been a fighter. I have friends and teams around me that believe what I believe. And we just looked at the situation and we said, someone has to step up and organize and celebrate Israel and connect the dots around the country of all the people who love Israel, whether they're Jewish, whether they're Christian, whether they're other faiths, right? Because that's what we're protecting. So it was just, you know, if not us, who, and if not now, when?
Robert Chernin is joining us. He's the chairman of the effort. I hope I get the title right for Israel Appreciation Day. I'm just, Robert, so blown away by what you're doing. And I want to remind everybody, IsraelAppreciationDay.com, IsraelAppreciationDay.com. So you have a date, you have a location. I think I heard you say February the 11th in Las Vegas, correct?
It's in Las Vegas, but this is also a live immersive experience around the world. We're reaching millions, both in traditional and digital media. So it's going to be in front of a live audience, but it's really got reach around the world.
Okay. How do people get involved? Can we say, okay, I want to be in Las Vegas, or I want a link so I can watch it on a social media platform, or, hey, I just got back from Israel. I don't know if you want anybody to speak about it. I'll come and speak about it. How do people do that?
Again, everything's on the website, IsraelAppreciationDay.com. The tickets are not yet available. We're keeping them embargoed as we are the location. Our run-up show is full. I will tell you, and we can break it here first, that we just got confirmation you were in Israel. Our keynote speaker this year will be President Herzog.
Wow.
But if you go to the website, you'll see that this is a cultural experience. We have music, we have food, we have entertainment. This is about hearts and minds. This is about music, this is about art, this is about celebrating Israel.
Yeah.
That elevates, that lifts up Israel and stops defending Israel and going on offense in the public relations war.
God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my gosh. I think you have a sense of just how important what you're doing is, but in case you don't, what you're doing right now, Robert, is vital. It is so important, and it's spot on, but it is also going to be so highly appreciated by the people of Israel. That became clear while I was there, my friend, that all they wanted, all they've ever wanted, quite frankly, with the founding of the modern...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
State of Israel in 1948 is to live in peace and live their lives in quite frankly a Western way, in a place where it's not necessarily the norm. But all they want is for the story to be told and for somebody to step up, as you have, for all of your team to step up and say it's a day to celebrate Israel, to appreciate Israel. President Herzog is an amazing man, Robert. I know I don't have to tell you that, but meeting with him, and for folks who hear you say, oh, it's nonpartisan, October the 7th, 2023 in Israel sparked a nonpartisan coalition.
Right.
President Herzog and Prime Minister Netanyahu, these are not exactly political pals. Right?
I mean, look, Jeff, this is about putting down our differences and coming together for what we believe in. You know, we can disagree on other things, but this is existential.
That's right.
So it's so important that that this is nonpartisan and is interfaith, and it is about Jews and Christians and all the religions that love freedom and love democracy. And Israel is fighting our fight for us, but the battle now shifts from there, meaning Israel and the Middle East. And by the way, thank God for President Trump, because it took someone of his leadership and vision to bring the other Arab countries to the table to force this ceasefire and to force the hostages being released. Without President Trump, it doesn't get done. But the battle shifts, Jeff, from there to hearts and minds here. And that's what Israel Appreciation Day is all about.
All right. Well, Robert, if it's okay with you, then we are going to share the links, obviously, IsraelAppreciationDay.com, IsraelAppreciationDay.com. We'll get it out on all of our social media. I want to get you back, if you're amenable, as we get closer and closer to this, because I'm just hoping against hope that people here in Virginia will say, heck yeah, I want to go and support this in Las Vegas in February, or I want to be part of it on a global platform. But again, what you are doing is vital, and I want to help in any way humanly possible.
Jeff, thank you so much. We really want to get the word out, and we don't just want to reach millions, we want to reach hundreds of millions, because it's so important. So happy to come back on anytime that you have time. And like I said, there'll be live feeds and immersive reach for people who cannot be in Vegas. The Vegas audience is going to be huge, but it's going to be much bigger reach around the world. And we want everyone to be a part of it that loves Israel and loves Judeo-Christian values.
I'm Yisrael Chai. Thank you. Thank you so much. That is Robert Chernin. He's heading up Israel Appreciation Day. And yeah, we're definitely going to have him back. Jer, make sure that we can get Robert back to talk about this the closer and closer that the day of the event is February the 11th in 2026. It's not that far away, believe it or not. And the idea that President Herzog is coming as their big keynote speaker. Great guy. Great guy. And I will remind everybody, I told you this after I met with President Herzog a couple of weeks ago. He and Bibi Netanyahu could not be more different politically. Right? They fundamentally, they ran against each other, competitors in the political arena. But October the 7th, 2023 happened, and they're united. Absolutely united in this. So anyway, thanks again to Robert Chernin, heading up the effort, IsraelAppreciationDay.com. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.